I know that it's not easy to ignore it, but you're going to find ego-wise the minute that you do it. Just put it aside and say, hey, it doesn't matter to me what you think. It only matters what you think. It doesn't matter what they think. And if you want to be around for the blossoming of what it is that you came here literally to do, you will achieve that. And it'll take a great load off of you, along with your health. Your health will get better, everything about you will get better. And we won't have to be putting tape across your mouth all the time.
That's very good. Well, in lieu of all that, I want to thank you again. And I would like to ask you for the protection, because I know everywhere I go, they could be sitting there.
They are sitting there. They're following you. You're under surveillance. And you got that before you met me.
Oh, yes.
So let's not, let's assume no blame. Let us assume camaraderie and protection.
How do you feel about my trying to advance your cause down there with my friends?
Well, I appreciate it, but don't try to do it for me. Tell them if they want to know, there's all of the material available.
How about meeting with you?
Anytime they want to come up that we're having a business meeting. You see, this is not a gathering as such. This is just when we come together. And most certainly. And somehow you heard about this meeting, so get on the call list or something when we have a meeting. If it's not just an emergency, I try. If, you see, Desiree came and said, sir, we have some ones from Colorado. And Oberly said, well, yes, but we just had a meeting yesterday. And we have a lot of writing and things to do. Or the day before, whatever. We try to accommodate when we can. And ones that already have some recognition that would be willing to listen. I don't want anybody coming in here playing games with me, because I always win that one too. And my people enjoy that. I don't. Because I feel it's time consuming. Anyone wishing to come here with an open mind is absolutely welcome. So whoever does the calling around here, get on the calling list, and then you're certainly welcome to bring ones. I recognize notable people too, and I appreciate it when ones are out and are making contact. You would be surprised at who some of my best friends are. Good day. I failed. I forgot to hold the thought. Someone asked me another question. Or repeat that one. Oh, blessings be to these people. Their hearts mean well. And they put themselves in such jeopardy. And it's really very sad. Your turn, Oberly. Someone's turn.
Here we go. Good question. On the 11 p.m. TV news on June the 5th, we heard a warning that the solar A, that's in alpha, A rays, are dangerous because they may reduce the protection provided by one's immune system. They are not stopped by ordinary sunscreen lotions and may be present even when the sun is obscured. Are A rays, the short ultraviolet component, normally stopped by the ozone layer? If not, what are they?
They're photons, and sun blockers will not stop them.
Number two. I acquired some cassette tapes recently communicated by Sananda and Ashtar, etc., to David Klein. Mr. Klein travels and lectures all over the U.S. On one tape, Ashtar refers to Korton as a wild card, and both Ashtar and Sananda are bent more toward entertaining the audience. On the one older tape from 1991, Ashtar advised a lady who was worried about Judgment Day to, quote, fake it a little. Of course, this caused laughter. I am not complaining, but there are not serious moments to balance this that relate to our real problems. Could it be that Mr. Klein just makes all of this up and that he is a good actor and a nice voice?
Corton's a wild card, huh? Well, you have entertained me. Maybe we should just call him in here. He's already here. And let him speak for himself. Believe me, Ashtar, Sananda, do not come to entertain. This is the greatest mission of their entire life stream. And a life stream is a very, very long time. I find it sad that ones go and put themselves in a position like this. They have capability of bringing great truth, but you see, they become the victims of the trickster himself. And in the attempt to make the fool of the godly, they make fools of self. And that's a very good lesson. For all of you, no one can make a fool of you. Only you can allow yourself to be made the fool. I don't have any further comment about the gentleman in point. Let the information speak for itself. Always truth will stand. I can only tell you that no one's coming for the entertainment value of it. Unless it be the adversary. This is not the kind of entertainment that we like. The play is divine. The plan is divine. But there's perceived pain in this passage. And the pain comes to the soul. And we are soul. So we reach out to that part of you that is immortal, and that is your soul. And it goes beyond physical. Because entertainment is logically a physical expression. Felt, yes, emotionally, but responded to by one of the five or more of the five senses, which are totally physical. So let's have another question. I don't know where we are on this tape.
Will we get a warning before we are moving through that photon belt that we can have time to prepare our windows and animals?
I would suspect so. You'll be hearing more and more about these odd things happening, but I would begin to collect whatever preparation you need as you come up against the time. You have one bigger problem. The word is out. The communists are going to attack. So I heard this very day, on the 4th of July. And you already have communist machinery in your country. So we're talking about something toward the end of July that you better just tuck aside there and get prepared for and turn your prayers and your alertness to to the possibility that they would pull something like this off prior to that photon belt happening. Yes. Yes, and they're doing that now because so much attention was called to those tanks that they are doing what they call every year summer maneuvers. So you won't know, but you will remember that the first year that we had meetings, they sent the surveillance group right to your motel, Patricia. Yes, please. Give her the mic.
I'd like to share something. On one Sunday, exactly the date, I don't know what day it was, but after we have read about the blinding light, my husband turned the TV on CNN, and they brought up the subject that they were going to light up the sky, were looking for some kind of star. And then we remember what we read, and we knew that, they're saying that. But they were going to light up the sky. So we know right away what they mean by that.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I know what you're talking about. And they did say they were going to go create a star or do something. And they did say it would be lasers. And it would be a new kind of light. Oh, yes, they've got it. They have photon phasers and photon lasers. And they can do it. And they will be doing things like that so that as you move into the time, you just think it's one more maneuver.
May we do one more good question and then disperse?
Yes, whatever you ones want to do. You needed a little unwinding. It's whether you realize it or not, you're up, wound up.
If our invoking the Christ light shield disperses those particle beams aimed at us both specifically and randomly, why doesn't that shield protect us from radiation fallout and the blinding light from an ignited radiation belt and also the harmful light from the natural event of null time? As these seem to be the only variations of one thing, light, could you dispel any erroneous thinking on the readers and listeners' part as to the all-inclusive power of that shield of the Christed light? I personally feel it is all-inclusive. Thank you.
Yes, on all accounts. Yes, it will. You have a problem, and that is that you will also be facing this in a very human state of being. And there is no way to be able to express without some kind of panic. You are not, you're going to do better at it than most, you ones. But especially ones that are completely riding this wave of uncertainty enough to ask a question like this, you see. As things begin to happen, you begin to panic, and you will forget what you already know until you get across that threshold, and then you will know that it's all right. But if you respond wrongly, you won't get across that threshold, do you see, before some damaging can be done. On the other hand, I want you to think back about radiation and what happened at Nagasaki and any kind of a nuclear accident would be the same thing. If there's any protection at all, even clothing, you may not get burned. This substance, this ray can penetrate anything. It is light. It's just not like anything that you are accustomed to experiencing full blast against you. It isn't that you probably will feel much heat or anything like that, but you can get burned by it. Just as the sun rays, you can get burned at the ocean on an overcast day because something is coming through and burning you. So the logical thing is to take precautions. Because you cannot depend on your ability to have that much faith. Would you be able to stay in a car dashing uncontrolled into a burning holocaust? That's what we're talking about. Would you have enough faith if I said, I'll pluck you out? Well, I wouldn't want you to be such an idiot, for one thing. If there are ways to humanly protect self, that's what you must do because you are human. But yes. And this is why I don't have any great, great concern about my people making it through some blame null time or even burning off the radioactive belt to make you more vulnerable. You see, they lied to you. They'll tell you it's one thing. They're going to tell you that the spacemen did it. Well, they've been planning for 40 years to do it. So you just have to be prepared. You have to understand what it is you're being told. Prepare as humanly well as you can. And then go on about your life. Knowing that if you get caught out there somewhere and you ask for the help, you're going to get it. But don't be stupid about it. Because if you want to go through the rest of your experience blind, we're certainly going to let you. I doubt I'll let Dorma's fingers get burned. But she can type very well blind. That's her choice. And that was not my commitment. You have to understand what your commitment is with God. And you don't just say, well, I'm just going to be around. And it'll be okay. Because won't. It can be. But you must face the responsibility of it. It's not my journey, it's yours. And if you wish some of these other experiences in your journey, it's not mine to deprive you of them. Is that it? I don't want to overburden.
Well, that's enough questions for today, I'm sure. So I guess that's it.
I just wanted you to enjoy your 4th of July. Ask George about it. Let's pass the buck. These are rumors that you're going to hear more and more about. They're a little more insightful, precious ones than just rumors, however. Some sources of information are more valid than others. I don't have a lot to say about it. I just say, if you're expecting things, watch the clues, and it'll become pretty clear. It's like on any Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday would be the very time to wipe out the United States of America. Well, 4th of July is another vulnerable time to make a good point. So you have to remember to keep yourself alert.
Commander Hutton.
Yes.
Could you please get the heavenly host to guide us home? Our car broke down and we have to go back to our animals to Los Angeles.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Somebody look at that car, listen to it, and see what might be.
It's in the shop. Thank you. Thank you so very much. We appreciate so much having you here and being part of your wonderful work.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Love
these
you.
Ones would enjoy copies of your pictures. Those are very valid photographs. Treasure them. And remember that God will always present in some way that's acceptable to the viewers, to the watchers. That is always the promise of God, to come in such a way that you can be at ease and comfortable and yet pay attention. Salut. Go in peace, all of you. I know that it's not easy to ignore it. but you're going to find ego-wise the minute that you do it. Just put it aside and say, hey, it doesn't matter to me what you think. It only matters what you think. It doesn't matter what they think. And if you want to be around for the blossoming of what it is that you came here literally to do, you will achieve that. And it'll take a great load off of you, along with your health. Your health will get better. Everything about you will get better. And we won't have to be putting tape across your mouth all the time.
That's very good. Well, in lieu of all that, I want to thank you again. And I would like to ask you for the protection, because I know everywhere I go, they could be sitting there.
They are sitting there. They're following you. You're under surveillance. And you got that before you met me.
Oh, yes.
So let's not, you know, let's assume no blame. Let us assume camaraderie and protection.
How do you feel about my trying to advance your cause down there with my friends?
Well, I appreciate it, but don't try to do it for me. Tell them if they want to know, there's all of the material available.
How about meeting with you?
Anytime they want to come up that we're having a business meeting. You see, this is not a gathering as such. This is just when we come together. And most certainly. And somehow you heard about this meeting, so get on the call list or something when we have a meeting. If it's not just an emergency, I try. If, you see, Desiree came and said, sir, we have some ones from Colorado. And Oberly said, well, yes, but we just had a meeting yesterday. And we have a lot of writing and things to do. Or the day before, whatever. We'll try to accommodate when we can. And ones that already have some recognition that would be willing to listen. I don't want anybody coming in here playing games with me, because I always win that one too. And my people enjoy that. I don't. Because I feel it's time consuming. Anyone wishing to come here with an open mind is absolutely welcome. So whoever does the calling around here, get on the calling list, and then you're certainly welcome to bring one.